Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hello, this is Mike King with Merryman Herbs. It's a Better Life show, and today we have with us Cheryl Myers. She's the, chief of education and scientific affairs. What is your title now? Have they been promoted yet? Because you're so awesome.
You're kind. Chief of Scientific Affairs and Education.
All right. Well, you know everything, I think, about your products better than anybody I've ever heard, except for maybe Terry. I mean, he's the owner and founder and so forth, and he's just phenomenal. I would love to interview him, too, sometime. But, Cheryl, you're absolutely wonderful. And we've been talking a lot about the Curamin products, the curcumin-based products from the turmeric root. And we've had a few people that have had maybe some questions or maybe a little bit of doubt with it. The one thing with supplementation, and we always teach this, and I think, Cheryl, maybe you could take over here a little bit, but people need to take enough of it and for a long enough period of time. Can you kind of explain that to us?
Well, the vast majority of dietary supplements do not work immediately. There are some exceptions, but the vast majority are focusing on helping to rebuild the body.
Yes.
They're trying to move the body back towards what we call homeostasis, which means everything in balance. So if you are working, if maybe you've got some problems with your stomach,
right.
Maybe you're recovering from an ulcer or something like that, and you're using some clinically studied dietary supplements to help you recover faster, it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to be a slower process. It may take a couple of weeks before you notice a huge benefit.
Sure,
and
sure. You didn't get sick overnight, right?
Other studies of other types of supplements, for example, glutathione. You know, if you use intravenous or sublingual glutathione, it can have some tremendous benefits for Parkinson's disease.
Oh, and that's
but
a great product.
But it takes about 4 weeks to start to really see a difference.
Right.
I think that the biggest mistake people make, well, there's three mistakes that they make. Number one is they try to buy something for some ridiculously cheap price on the Internet.
Buy it cheap,
thing. That's the number one. Number two is they don't take what's on the label. Like, for example, there's a bone product I was talking with a lady, and and she said, I don't think it's doing anything. And the dose was 2 tablets 3 times a day. And I said, well, how much are you taking? And she says, well, 1 a day. And I said, well, the dose is 6 a day.
Compliance.
And, you're not gonna achieve your health goals if you're taking less than the clinically studied amount.
Well, Cheryl,
I could possibly take 6 a day.
Hey, Cheryl, if I'm thirsty, I'm going to just take a sip of water and then I'm still going to be thirsty, right?
Right. I hear ya. And the third mistake that people make is they don't take it long enough because they use it for the drug model and they think, well, you know, if, you know, I'm going to take it and I'm going to be well in a day or two. Well, you know, that's just not the way that dietary supplements work. They're trying to return you to health. They're not trying to mask symptoms.
Right. They're actually healing the body.
Longer.
Right. And it does. And I've heard before, for every year of disease or illness, it maybe takes 4 months of supplementation and healthy living and so forth, diet and exercise to reverse that. And everybody's always aging, too. So sometimes you're pushing against the wall. Sometimes you just can't go as far as you need. Now, the other thing that we encounter sometimes with people, and I think it's a detox, and I remember in one of the radio shows that I did with Dr. Zachary Bush, who's a triple board. Can you believe a triple board certified doctor? Oh my gosh, that takes a lot. Anyway, he was really big into the redux channels and the antioxidants and so forth. And there's this detox where your body kind of gets overwhelmed, your liver and your digestive system with toxins as you get, you know, a cleansing product in your body. But also your antioxidant core or base can kind of be used up and your body just is trying to make more antioxidants and push that redux and that balance of the balancing pathways. Is that kind of what can go on, particularly with a product that's so cleansing and such a super high antioxidant base like the curcumin products? Is that, have you heard of anything like that?
Perhaps a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You know, it is true that when you start to improve liver function, you start to take some toxins out of the body. And
yes,
some people do. It's like you've had these toxins in storage and now you're taking them out of storage to get them out of your house. So the end result is much better health. But sometimes I have heard of individuals for maybe not a prolonged period of time, but depending upon what kind of supplement they're using, they might have a couple of days of feeling a little more tired just not feeling their best as the body starts to get rid of some of these stored up toxins.
And you know what I tell people? That means that you needed the product. That means you needed it, that you were, you know, you needed that cleansing. That's just telling you, particularly when somebody takes probiotics, they said the worst stuff that comes out, maybe if you don't feel really good that first day or so, that probably meant that you really needed that to get your body back in line. So that's all great, wonderful information. Now, we're going to talk about mustard seed, but the black mustard seed. I think there's three types, the yellow, the brown, and the black. And the black is the most potent or pungent. And I guess it has the highest potency of certain compounds that are very healing. Real quick. Quickly on the history of mustard seeds, I think the first mention of it was back in the history of India, the story of the Gautama with Buddha, and is basically seen informing a crying mother to collect a number of mustard seeds from the house that has never seen the death of the family member. The mother knows that she's not alone and who may have experienced the death of her son. And there are numerous like her who have went through the same pain. So mustard seeds were also used in the French cuisine, I think traced back to 800 AD. Very well known in Spain since the 15th century. And, of course, in the Bible, in the New Testament, Jesus claiming that the kingdom of God initially started as the size of a mustard seed. And after that, gradually grew in size. And again, today, mustard seeds are probably among the most generally exchanged spices. And a majority is produced actually originating from Hungary, Great Britain, India, Canada, and also in the U.S. And I don't know if anybody knows this, but one of the major chains uses as a filler in their hamburgers, or 100% beef hamburgers, the mustard seed shell fiber. So I learned that from somebody that's in the industry. It was one of the deep, dark secrets. Yeah, we use 100% beef, but it is 100% beef that we use. But there's a bunch of fillers in here and black mustard, and not black mustard seed, but the mustard seed husk fiber is what we put in there. It's a byproduct and it's cheap and it goes well, blends well. And I guess the fiber would be good. Okay, now we're going to talk about the black mustard seed. Tell me a little bit about how your company, you know, what it looked for. I know we're going to talk about a bunch of health benefits, and then we'll probably run out of time because I can't believe all that this product does. But what have you done to enhance, and I know your company is really good at this. Eurofarm is one of a fantastic company for standardizing, for extracting, for looking at the holistic compound or the active compound. So give us a little bit of science behind this, Cheryl. I know you're really good at explaining these things to us.
Well, I would be glad to. I want to add one more Bible story.
Oh, please.
There's also a passage in the Bible, this because this sparked the whole jewelry craze. But there is a passage in the Bible that says, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, which is tiny, 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 tiny.
Yes, it is.
If you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. And then for many, many years, there's been jewelry that has a little mustard seed and like a little glass ball or a little glass bead.
You know what? My mom had one of those.
Did your mother have one
of
those?
She had one of those, and she used to wear that.
Uh-huh.
She was a very strong Christian. And I when you mentioned that, it just reminded me of my mom, who I love dearly.
Yeah.
She was a precious person.
A lot of people closer to my age remember when this was common, you know, that
that's
that
my
given
age, Cheryl, our age. We're mature, right?
I don't see as many of the jewelry with the mustard seed now, but I'm sure it's still available. But I can remember when people had their first communion or people were, you know, some other religious holiday or sometimes just because it, you know, it was just a beautiful testament to their faith. So that it has a very long and rich history.
Yes, it does. I wonder why. I wonder why Jesus and Buddha and the great prophets and why it's mentioned and revered. Tell us about that.
Well, it also has some really powerful health-promoting activity.
Yeah.
So what might surprise folks is when we're talking about mustard seed, the mustard plant is actually a cruciferous vegetable.
Yeah, so we're talking about maybe Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower, all of those.
Cabbage.
Yes, that are known. Anti-carcinogenic vegetables.
Absolutely, they are. They have some powerful compounds that help to prevent cancer and help people recover from cancer. So when you look at the different compounds that we've investigated so far in this family of cruciferous vegetables, a lot of people might have heard of sulforaphane. You know, sulforaphane is
the sulfurous compounds. Yes.
It's a sulfurous compound that helps to facilitate the detox of certain carcinogenic compounds in the body. And people might have heard of I3C, indole-3-carbonyl, which converts to indole methane. That's very rich in broccoli.
Right.
So you've got all these wonderful, wonderful health-promoting compounds.
So that is in the black mustard seed too then, right?
Well, no, it is, but it's in much lower amounts because it has – its primary compound are called glucosinolates. And these glucosinolates are very rich sulfur-containing glucosides that are they're found in all brassica vegetables. They're found in a lot of these vegetables. But the richest, most concentrated source is black mustard, which is why it is used for the natural medicine.
Okay, just from my understanding, the glucosinolates basically are kind of what's in horseradish and so forth that makes it really hot and pungent, right? They're the really active, maybe cleansing, hot, pungent compounds. Is that correct?
They are very active. Yes,
right.
They are.
Okay.
And when people ingest these glucosinolates, they convert into a variety of different compounds, each of which has different properties.
Okay.
And the one that has the most study at present is called sinigrin, S-I-N-I-G-R-I-N, sinigrin.
Okay.
So you start with the food, the black mustard seed.
Right.
It delivers the glucosinolates. It converts in the body when it's chewed and it's exposed to stomach acid. It converts into a certain amount of sinigrin,
right,
which then turns into something else, AITC.
Okay, here comes a big word.
It is a big one,
yeah.
Allyl-isothiocyanate. So there will not be a spelling test after this. That is the compound that has been shown to have a great deal of health promotion, anti-cancer activity, longevity. It's even tied to healthy aging and living longer. So there's a reason why why mustard seed has been valued for so many years.
Sure, sure. Okay. What is the dose on this? What are we looking at? Milligrams? How many, I guess it's capsules? Tell us a little bit about the compliance. How much are we supposed to take of this to get an effect?
Well, a black mustard seed with a really good potency has at least 25% of these glucosinolates.
Okay. So you're standardizing for an active compound in?
Yes.
Great.
You should always have it standardized to at least 25% glucosinolates.
And why?
Pardon me?
And why? You're going to tell me.
Because you want to, you know, if you have a black mustard that's only, it's not going to deliver as many of the health benefits if it doesn't have as many of the glucosinolates on board.
And you're going probably the clinical studies, and the studies are out there, and they're seeing that, you know, if you take so much of this, you're going to get this effect, this clinical effect then.
Yeah. And usual doses, 100 milligrams once, maybe twice daily. It's not a really high dose because these glucosinolates are really powerful.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so when I talk about standardization to help people understand, I say, imagine two oranges, and you want to eat the orange because you think you're coming down with a cold and you want vitamin C.
Right.
You eat the orange that has 10 milligrams of vitamin C or the orange that has 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C.
Oh, you know? I want the 1,000.
Yes, absolutely. So that's the same as when we talk about standardization. We're saying, you know, if there are key compounds that have been identified, and if there have been clinical studies that show that it's these key compounds that are doing most of, maybe not all, but most of the heavy lifting, that's what you have to look for on the label. You need to look for that standardization, that it has at least as much in the product as was used in the human clinical studies.
Or you can just make sure it's a Europharma product because you guys already do that. Or you could go to Merryman because we already check our vendors to make sure that their products are high quality, low cost on alternatives that work. I mean, you know, we do a lot of the work for you, and that's what we pride ourselves on. And, you know, as you know, Cheryl, I mean, I go out, I do a lot of study, I do a radio show, I talk to the leading doctors and scientists and educators like you, and, you know, we share a lot of information, and I think that's very important for customers to know. You're not just walking into some store where there's somebody, maybe even, and I don't want to pick on high school kids, and we do have one that's working for us right now that's in training. She wants to go into the health industry, and it's absolutely wonderful, but you don't want to walk into a store where somebody really doesn't know or care about the products. And our focus is to help people gain better health. That is our focus. We don't focus on anything but that, and then everything falls into place. And I know your company does that too. So there's a black mustard seed, and there is a yellow, and I guess white, but the white is, I guess there's a brown, yellow, there's white, and black. And I guess the white is actually a yellow, so sometimes they don't talk about it because it's just a really, really light yellow, and they call it white. But the black is, I guess, the most powerful. So that is that why that one was – I mean, why aren't you using brown mustard seeds?
Well, it's exactly right, that these compounds are most concentrated in this variety.
Okay.
So that's why we use the black mustard seed.
Okay. Real quick question. It is kind of it's widely used. It's one of the most natural home remedies to increase appetite. And I know as people get older, and I have customers call me, the loss of the muscle mass. I think, what is that? Sarcopenia, I think, is what that's called. Rhabdomyolysis is kind of what the statins do. They actually degrade your muscles. But people, as they get older, don't want to eat as much. They start losing muscle mass. And one of the home remedies is to take some black mustard seeds and combine it with milk, and that will increase their appetite. Now, does this product do anything for appetite, or is it kind of like one of these things like the CBD oil that's out there that really doesn't have any negative or positive effect?
Well, you know, if anybody remembers Dear Abby, she had a phrase that I've copied. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yes, I love that one. I use that all the time.
All right. So that's the way a lot of these herbal compounds work.
Right.
So if you have something that's broken, it may help you to fix it. So if you have reduced appetite, if you're not able to get the nutrients on board, or it's just you're not finding food appetizing, it may play a role in helping with that. But
okay.
if you don't have that problem, it's not going to increase your appetite.
Oh, that's
remember what I said
cool.
is that herbs push towards normal. They
yes.
push towards homeostasis. So I would hate to have somebody think, oh, this sounds really great for me. Maybe have read a study about some reason that they'd want to use it because it's antibacterial and antifungal, as well
right.
as having some great cancer studies as well, and then say, oh, but I don't want to gain weight. Well, you're not going to have that problem. It's not going to stimulate your appetite if you are otherwise healthy. But it will help
okay.
individuals who are maybe have their appetite depressed by some gastrointestinal malfunction
right.
or other issue.
Okay, so this would be perfect then maybe to suggest or educate to somebody, because, you know, I wouldn't recommend because then I would maybe be prescribing, but to at least educate somebody that comes in and says, you know, my elderly mother or father just has kind of lost their appetite. Is there anything that we can do on top of trying to give them the good protein drinks and all of the healthy juices and drinks and so forth? Is there anything that we can do to maybe make them, other than putting sugar in it, which we know is just awful,
right.
but is there something that they could do? So this would be maybe something that we could educate people on and let them know that there is something available out there. That I think that's fantastic.
It could be extremely useful for that. I also like hemp oil as well.
Yes.
Because there's some good studies on individuals who have gastrointestinal dysfunction that leads to loss of appetite. Maybe they're recovering from a bout of chemotherapy, or maybe they're on medications that they have to be for some serious illness
right.
that causes a loss of appetite. A good, healthy, pure hemp oil can help with that as well.
Yeah. And you know what? I just want to interject here. We will be doing a show on that. Now, I've done 4 radio shows. I've interviewed some of the leading manufacturers, doctors, scientists, and I want to get your viewpoint on it. You have a product that's out now. We are going to – I don't know if it's in stock yet, but we are carrying it. And you have the hemp, but you also have the hemp with the curcumin product, which I think is absolutely phenomenal, because we have people coming in buying the curcumin and then buying the hemp, and they're getting phenomenal results. But we'll save that for another day. But just to let people know, that will be coming up in one of the future shows here very soon. So you definitely want to listen to that. Now, as far as the components, this black mustard seed has, I guess, the omega-3 and 6 fatty acids, so it's really good in the fatty acid compounds. It has a lot of vitamins in it, including folate, the niacin, riboflavin, thiamine, vitamin A, B6, vitamin C, as we talked about, E, and I think it's a gamma tocopherol. I heard in one lecture, I listened to some of the videos on it, so it has some of more of the reactive, unique compounds of the vitamin E, vitamin K, and then all the minerals. You've got phosphorus, potassium, selenium, which we know, and zinc, and of course, these would be obviously very bioavailable, because it's got all of, I would imagine, the bioflavonoids and other compounds in there to make it very easy to digest and easy for your body to metabolize, because it's synergistic, as all botanicals are. That's what's so wonderful about botanicals. Calcium, copper, iron, magnesium, and manganese. I'm thinking, okay, now wait a minute. It's got some really good things for your thyroid, but maybe this is one of the caveats. Is it a goitrogen or something like that? Is it one of these things you want to be careful with your thyroid? How do you address that?
Well, first, you know, you just read off a list of how incredibly healthy and beneficial nutrients are.
Oh, yes.
And black mustard seed. However, please remember that this is a tiny dose,
right,
and it's an extract. And the extraction process is focusing on these glucosinolates to try to concentrate the most beneficial compounds for this application.
Okay.
So while you will have those other compounds in there, they're in there in tiny amounts.
Okay.
Meaning also that there is no known contraindication for people who have thyroid concerns in using black mustard extract.
Awesome. Awesome. That's a good thing to know, because if you start reading, it'll be one of those precautionary or, like, you know, word of caution. You want to be really careful about maybe getting around, and I guess that would be mustard seeds in general, because it can kind of be sensitive to the skin, but that's an allergic, but that's the raw. And then the oxalates that are in there too can interfere with the absorption of calcium. But if you've done the extracts, then you really don't have to worry about that. Is that what you're telling me, or it's not as of a big concern?
Because it's not the other componentry.
Uh-huh.
Is less, because the focus is more on trying to deliver the most potent dose of the glucosinolates.
That is just – that's why, you know, people think, okay, you're doing an extract, you're taking out all the good. But every time I come around to looking at your company, you do these extracts, you've done the science, you know what's in there, and you kind of do a holistic aspect, but you kind of get rid of the stuff maybe that's not as good. I know with the curcumin, there's a couple compounds in that could be maybe – or actually in turmeric root itself, there's a couple compounds that may be inflammatory, and those are taken out by the time you get the finished – still kind of raw product, but the finished product with the extract, you know, you've taken out all the bad stuff. And I think that is absolutely phenomenal, and that you know to do that, and that you look at that, and then you look at the clinical studies. I just get really excited about this. So with all that being said, we kind of know the history of it. We know it's powerful. We know it does a lot of things. I've got a listing of, oh my gosh, how many things does this 17, 20 different things that this could aid with. You mentioned cancer.
There's a lot of interesting research. It's just actually in its beginning stages, because I think that researchers are starting to understand that with the right concentration and standardization, that amazing things are possible. But yes, there are starting to be some really good cancer studies looking specifically at preventing changes to cell that lead to cancer in the first place, as well as helping to reduce some of the properties of the cancer cells that lead to their promulgation, to their spread. So, but in addition to that, they're also doing research looking at its ability to fight bacteria.
Okay.
It has some antifungal activity.
Wow.
It promotes wound healing. And
oh,
sometimes I fear that when you have a dietary supplement that works at such a basic level in the body, that works on some of these crucial processes that all play themselves out in a wide variety of different types of illnesses and injuries, it almost sounds like you're making it up, because it's too good to be
true. Yeah, I know. I know that. I see that with these adaptogenic tonic herbs. It's like, and I take about a half a dozen. I won't get into the details, but I'm taking about a half a dozen, and I think I'm going to add this to my regimen. I think it's something that's absolutely phenomenal. So we do know that the glucosinates actually help with restoring the amount of glutathione, which we know is a big detoxification compound. And we've talked about that in the past, and you actually have a sublingual. So it helps to restore that, and probably a synergistic. And it also is known to encourage the induction of apoptosis without affecting the healthy standard cells, standard healthy cells. So it's going to help to kill the cancer cells. We can see that. So it's very interesting in that. Now, I've read it helps with migraines.
It may. There needs to be more research, but there are some early indicators shows that this may be very, very useful for individuals. You wouldn't take it when you get a migraine. You would use it ongoing to help reduce the incidence and the severity of migraines. In addition to that, there's one special kind of cancer that they've done a fair amount of research on, and that's bladder cancer.
Yes,
and
I've read about that.
We're seeing more and more. One of the biggest risk factors for bladder cancer is smoking, and people say, well, smoking, but that would be lung
lungs,
cancer, right?
Yeah.
Well, the compounds that you inhale from cigarette smoke, those toxins go through your bloodstream, and guess where they're eliminated? They're eliminated through your urine. So when your urine sits in the bladder waiting for the next time you get to the bathroom, the walls of the bladder are exposed to all of those toxins, and that's not going to hurt you in a day, a week, a month, or a year.
Right.
But over the course of a lifetime, these compounds can greatly increase the risk for bladder cancer. So we're seeing some increases in the incidence of bladder cancer. Another group that has some problems with this are people who work with volatile chemicals.
Yes.
Now, most people who do hair, who work with hair and hair dye and
nails,
hair bleaching and permanents and such, nowadays, if they are working in that field, they are wearing gloves, but that's only been a recent occurrence. And so the absorption of these compounds has dramatically raised the risk of people who work with hair chemicals for bladder cancer because, again, they're excreted through urine, and that means they sit in the bladder for long periods of time and expose the walls of the bladder to these carcinogenic compounds.
Okay. All right. Now,
yes.
Psoriasis, contact dermatitis, so it's actually good maybe for inflammation and helping with the skin?
It certainly can be.
Okay.
It certainly can be. Almost any kind of inflammatory condition because of the way that it works on inflammation in the body.
Okay, and I see it kind of energizes like the superoxide dismutase, which is one of the endogenous catalysts. Now I'm talking really big here, you know, Greek kind of. But it helps with the antioxidant pathways in your body. I'm seeing that it relieves muscle pain. What is, in fact, people will sit in a tub of warm water and put that in there. Now, if you take this as a supplement, are you going to get some benefit there too?
Absolutely, because of the way it works on the inflammatory pathways in the body. You know, when you mention the antioxidant activity, sometimes I think that people get kind of numb to that word. You know, they don't hear that word because everything's an antioxidant.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you eat Brazil nuts and you get good antioxidants. It's vitamin C is an antioxidant.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is that there's just a wide variety of different kinds of compounds that expose us to what we call oxidative stress or oxidative damage. And not all antioxidants are able to stop that process or quench those free radicals. So otherwise, we could all just load up on vitamin C and be good to go. So the interesting thing to me about black mustard is that it does have some very unusual antioxidants that work a little bit differently in the body that be very useful.
Opening up new pathways maybe then.
Well, in a way, working via pathways that you're maybe not going to get with another type of antioxidant. So when you put this together as part of your health regimen, it just does a tremendous job.
Okay, Cheryl, we're going to run out of time. I've got to really quickly pump some things here. Obviously, the deadly nightshades that can cause pain, inflammation, and swelling, which would be like the eggplant and so forth, this helps to inhibit that effect. It's good for the cardiovascular system, respiratory disorders, aches and pains, poison repulsion, ringworm, skin and hair care, healing effects on nerves, diabetes, cholesterol lowering, menopause, aids in detoxification. We talked about that. Helps reduce constipation and may relieve symptoms of piles and fissures that you may have, and also helping in treating arthritis. Those are just a few of the things that black mustard seeds are known for. I really appreciate this. You've given us a wealth of information. Cheryl, thank you so much.
It's always delightful to chat with you, Mike.
Okay. All right.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merryman Earth.